Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student-led podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today's episode is about information resources available to Imperial College Business School students. I have Mark Morris and Melody Goh with me. Melody is a careers consultant with over 15 years experience working with a range of higher education institutions in both the public and private sector, supporting students entering sectors including technology, law, health, engineering, energy, and tourism. She has a particular interest in multicultural approaches to careers guidance and online career development learning. She's currently co-leading the MSc program's careers delivery, and she is a member of the consulting sector team. And Mark is the information resources manager for the business school careers. His team is responsible for systems such as Simplicity and the resources that are available to students to support them in their career journey. You might be familiar with some of these resources already, but if you're not, then listen up. Hi, Mark. Hi, Melody. Welcome to the podcast.
Great to be back.
It's great to be here. Yes.
So, Mark, if you could just give a brief overview of the information resources available or the general starting point.
Right. Well, I'll start with the starting point because that's always the best place to obviously start from. The number one thing to say, and I'm sure the vast majority of you have already done this, but if you haven't, in order to access our full range of e-resources, you need to complete the Careers Primer, of which there is four steps, and that includes your things like your VMOC and uploading your CV to Simplicity. So if you haven't done that, please make sure you're doing that, because once you've completed that, then you'll get access to these wonderful resources that we've got.
Yeah, it's very important to go through the VMOC. I remember doing it myself and just reaching that percentage, just changing tiny little commas and trying tiny little things. Yeah. But in the end, it's a very professional CV. Yeah. So,
and I think a lot of students don't realise why they need to complete VMOC. So a lot of our questions, when we see students, we get questions around this. For example, I'm applying for creative marketing agency roles. Why do I need to complete this format? So it's simply because we collect CVs and we put them into what's called a CV book. Mm-hmm. So all our MSc students will have a similar template. Once you've completed VMOC, of course you have access to everything else, but on top of that, when you make your direct applications, you can actually tweak and tailor your CV. So it's not the end, it's a way to get everybody to a certain level of certain standard.
Yeah, no, so that's a good starting point. And now we can go into the different types of resources.
And we'll pick up on VMOC a little bit more, because one of the changes that's come in is that we've got two extra bits to VMOC. You've got VMOC, which everybody knows about in terms of doing the CV, but we've got something called Career Fit, and we've got Aspire. And what Career Fit does is that it takes your CV, and if you're looking at a particular sector that you want to go into, you can match your CV to what that sector is actually looking for and see if there's anything that's missing out of your CV and that maybe you either need to put in or you need to address in terms of game experience. There's then another aspect called Aspire, which links across to your LinkedIn profile. And what that does, it takes your LinkedIn profile and it make sure that your CV and your LinkedIn profile are aligned and that you're not applying for a job and you're actually saying one thing on your CV and your application form and then another thing on your LinkedIn profile, because they will look for the differences. So there are two great developments on VMOC. Good things to always start off with in terms of some basics, in terms of finding out about industry guides and sort of sector information, is a product called Vault, and they've got some great downloadable guides such as investment banking guides, but also information on employers. There's also another product called Hoovers, which gives you lots of information about companies, and most importantly, when you're going for a job interview, it also gives you information about competitors to that company you're going to, because they may well ask you in the interview, okay, you know about our company, what do you know about the market? And that's where you need to be able to got that competitor research on there.
Yeah, I remember using Hoovers last year, and just being able to see the competitors directly, is it just reduces your time of researching. So it's very useful on top of finding
things out about the company that you might not find just from a simple Google search. Mm. It's a very valuable resource.
For those of you who are perhaps looking obviously on the international side, or you've got a job interview in a particular country that you're not as familiar with, then we've got some resources that will help you. We've got something called Going Global, which has got country guides and cultural guides as well, how to behave in an interview, because different recruitments policies and procedures happen in different cultures. We've also got a new product that will be coming in later in September, called Student Circus, which will talk for international students who are looking to work in the UK. So that's a new product that's come in, and it should come in late September, early October.
That's very useful,
A few things in terms of when you get down to perhaps specific sectors you're looking for people who are interested in case studies in preparing for case interviews, we've got a product called Prep Lounge.
Yeah, Prep Lounge is, I think that's one of the most often used products by students.
Did you ever try contacting somebody in another country to do a practice session?
Not another country, but a friend of mine has actually.
Excellent.
Yeah, they were applying in Belgium. Fantastic. And they found someone in the company in Belgium and they were able to set up a practice interview.
Excellent. So there's also opportunity to do that with other students as well around the world.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, by the way.
That's fine. It's important that people know this and see the range that you can actually use this for. The one thing I will say about Prep Lounge, and it's really important, make sure you first of all sign up. Don't just go and log in, because if you just log in, all you're doing is basically you will be going on to the free site that will give you basic level. Whereas if you sign up and make sure you sign in first and then do the login, you will get premium, which gives you lots more resources. And we do have that sometimes happen to people.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good place to plug in that all of these resources can be accessed with Imperial login details and students' passwords, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think that's one of the questions we always had in the beginning, and then it's very easy to access it. We just didn't realize we didn't have to make an extra step.
Yeah, with Prep Lounge, you actually have to register, so you don't automatically.
Yeah, I think in. Most of them you might have to register, but you don't have to select a profile or anything like that.
Yeah. In terms of another sector resource, we've got Wall Street Prep. And Wall Street Prep is if you're interested in going to investment banking particularly, or if you're looking to improve your finance modelling skills, this is an absolutely brilliant resource to use. It's not an easy resource, but it's a really good resource. So if you're interested in particularly going into the finance sector, make sure you sign up for Wall Street Prep. And the way you get Wall Street Prep is that you will request it through IB Careers at imperial.ac.uk. But great resource. A couple other resources to sort of pick up on. If you've got an assessment centre, and obviously that comes in fairly early on, then we've got a couple of resources that allow you to practice psychometric tests. And with graduates first, there's also some gamification. They've got a couple of games on there to get you used to that sort of recruitment. The other resource is called Practice Aptitude Tests. There are free tests on there. Please ignore the fact that they want you to seemingly to sign up all the time to get extra ones. But if you work your way through, you'll find there's actually quite a number of free tests on there. But on Graduates First, it's all free tests on there. They're all set up.
Yeah, so talking about the psychometric test, I think it's a really great one to just remind students that this happens very quickly. So usually in the first stages, you'll be asked to complete a psychometric test for many of the graduate recruitment roles. So do log in and do make use of the resources there, and talk to one of us if you're not sure about this.
And I want to pick up something that was mentioned just now about the importance of networking and being comfortable with networking and using that as a skill, because that's going to be crucial to your career. There's a couple of resources that also help in terms of building your sort of your network. There's a resource called Magnet Me, and there's a resource called Hired, and both of those are networking, and you'll be networking not with just obviously with students from Imperial College, not even with the UK, but across the world. So they're good network ones. They also have some information about jobs and internships on there.
So what's the difference between MagnetMe and Hired?
MagnetMe tends to be a little bit more on the networking side, whereas Hired tends to be, it's got the network angle, but has a bit more on the job side.
Ah, right. Okay, thanks.
The other product that is also worth looking at is Advisors, and that is to do with networking with people working in specific industries and specific companies. So that's a really good resource because you can actually talk to someone who's doing the job that perhaps you want to be doing either straight after you've done your MSc or in 5 years' time.
And for those of you listening, I would say fewer students know about eVisors, and it's something that we'd encourage you to look at if you can. There are limited spots, so if you're hearing it today, I would go and explore it.
And also, it's in a way, people already sign up to be using it. So if you reach out to them, it's not a cold networking. When you're reaching out on LinkedIn, it's harder to get a response. While with eVisors, it's, I think, almost guaranteed that you will at least hear back, hopefully. So it just also eliminates that fear of not getting a response back.
Yeah, definitely.
And picking up on LinkedIn, there is something that you can access as an Imperial College student called LinkedIn Learning. And that's got a huge range of videos and activities that will help you either in terms of Excel, Word, presentations. There's all sorts of things on there that it's very much a training platform. So look out for LinkedIn Learning because that's a great resource as well. There's a couple of other resources that are useful to keep an eye on. The Imperial Library, the business school part of the library, has got a wide range of resources. And there's a couple of things that you can get immediately when you start as a student. One is the Financial Times, and the other is The Economist. And you get free access. They're online, so you can get them, and they're really great resources.
I think this was something everyone in my cohort was excited about, because as students, you don't often sign up to these things. And we will, and we might have touched on in previous episodes, and we will talk about commercial awareness and the importance of that. And if these are some of the best resources to be watching and reading, and if you just incorporate that into your daily routine, it doesn't become something extra to do. It's just part of your day. And yeah, Imperial gives you that access too, so make use of it.
Just download the apps, and it's so easy on your phones.
A couple of other things. In terms of when you get that great stage when you get an offer, perhaps you're a little unsure how to negotiate the salary, or you're just unsure how to go in and go through the interview process in terms of negotiating what you want to do and how your career might go through. Then there's a resource called Pay Negotiation. And Pay Negotiation has got videos of how to do it. It's got exercises on how you can negotiate better. And obviously this isn't just aimed at when you just leave your MSc. You might use the skills from there in 5 years' time. So it's a really important resource.
I think if you're listening and you've come to Imperial College Business School with a few years' experience, maybe 3 years plus, I think it'd be a great resource to tap into, because majority of the graduate roles, you probably won't have a lot of room to negotiate, but as Mark's explained, it's a really good tool to work through so that you learn these skills for when you leave. So great for experience hire, great for those of you who have a bit of experience behind you. Just a great resource, but just bear that in mind, I think.
Yeah, and this is something that often students don't know where to look for advice on this. So this is a great online resource that you have at your fingertips.
Then if you'd still like to talk through your plans to have that conversation, then definitely book a specific appointment with one of the careers consultants and we can talk it through with you.
Yeah, all these resources complement each other.
And there's another side which is all about sort of recruitment contacts. You know, where do you go in terms of finding those crucial contacts? And we've got a couple of resources that can help on that. One is WorkMaze, which has lists of companies different sectors, and the key contacts that you can make, and you can contact them about opportunities, but also they list the dates of perhaps when they're taking people on in terms of particular programs to go and work there. The other one is to do with when, for one or two of you who are looking to be headhunted to look at recruitment agencies, and we've got something called Executive Gold, which is all about executive recruitment agencies, and not just in the UK but across Europe as well. So if you're looking for that heart, that you want to go and work in a particular country and you can't quite get into to particular companies, then it might be worth going on there, finding a recruitment agency and trying to work with that recruitment agency and see if they've got an in with that particular employer.
Mm. Great. Yeah, I didn't know about some of these, so it's really, even to me, it's very useful to hear
there,
about them.
Yeah.
And how can students access these resources and where?
Right. Well, once you've done the careers primer and you've finished that, you can access these either on the hub, on the careers tab, or on Simplicity. If you scroll down on your front at the front of the page of your homepage, you will find a list of these resources as well.
Yeah, and they're all basically listed together, so you can search and see which one you would like to use. And how long is the access period? Just in case students might need it after they are finished.
It varies with the product. Some of our products are only a year. Some of them can actually be, as an alumni, you can still use them.
Okay.
So it does vary a little bit. Mm. My advice would be make sure you sign up to all of them, and then at least once you've signed up, if they're going to then allow you to have access post your time with Imperial, then you're in the system and you've signed up, and they will obviously send you alerts as a supplier to tell
you. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's just in case people wanted to use it afterwards.
Yeah.
But definitely for the year it's covered.
Yes.
Yeah, so I had a question about the top three resources, but I think we've touched on very important ones, and it would be hard to highlight because it depends on what students are looking for, what industry they're looking for.
Yeah, I think
it depends.
But if
you'd like to add,
I really think it depends on what stage you're at. If you're sitting here thinking, I don't actually know who I want to apply to yet, or I don't know where to find information about employers apart from their websites, then I think some of the ones I mentioned, Vaults and Hoover, is really good. If you're actually preparing for case interviews, you know Prep Lounge is hot on your list. But I think Wall Street Prep is fantastic no matter what level of financial knowledge you have. So some of you may be new to finance or maybe new to business roles, but you want to build your finance modelling. There's lots of great resources there, videos. At the same time, if you want to do some more technical mathematics, that's there as well. So I think it's great for any of the finance suite students. Do you have anything to add?
I think the one I would highlight is psychometric tests.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to graduates first.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've done psychometric tests, perhaps maybe it's a couple of years ago, go and have a go, refresh yourself, get used to, have a go at the games that they've got on there, see how you get on with them. Some people love them, some people really struggle with them.
Mm,
make sure you're
yeah.
familiar, because the more you do that, the more smooth you are then going through the assessment process, and you're not worrying about that aspect.
Yeah, for psychometric tests, I think the key is practicing it.
Yes.
That's how you can get good at it. So having this resource,
being
able to access this resource gives you an opportunity to practice before you actually need to get a good result.
I think it takes away that surprise factor, away that fear factor, if you at least know what to expect at different points.
Okay, great. So there's a long list of resources, all very useful, available. So I would just encourage everyone to go and check those out, even if you're just at the beginning of your career journey, don't know what you're doing, or if you're already have an interview booked and you would like to practice. Thank you to both of you for being here.
Thank you
very much.